For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
The sign that you believe is actually the sign of obedience. Amen. I heard Bishop Ayedepo define faith this way. Let me see if I can quote him. It says, it's the wisdom of God. Faith is the wisdom of God for us to live in the supernatural. Wow. Yeah, that is faith. Believing God. Believing God. What has God said? And you are sure God said it, and it comes from here. Your responsibility is to believe it, because it will change something in your life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah? You know, one of the things that I've been really talking to God about is our cell groups, cell centers. Yeah. You see, some of you are sitting here so far, despite the announcement and the things that have been said, you still haven't put yourself into it. Yeah. But I want you to know that this is actually a direction from God. Yeah. Lady Pastor, a few days ago, was telling him that, wow, these things seem to be working, and they are powerful testimonies coming out of it already. Yeah, she texts me and I respond. I said, this is the direction of God for the church now. Amen. Yeah. Your way out of some of the things that you are struggling with now is obey. Obedience sometimes is hard, though. Yeah. I won't lie to you. There's something that I'm doing now, I've been asked to do. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. I'm naturally not flowing with it. I even called up and said, can I opt out? He said, no, stay in. I said, I was telling my wife, Lady Pastor, that I want to drop out. She said, no, stay in. I'm only doing it because I'm afraid to disobey. Your calipre timon chopalanga egre polustum ili chapalat le kriton ruhumba kanda neche ninango olo sompele. Your salvation lies in your obedience of specific instructions that God has given to you. So rise up and begin to obey. Then it will flow and your salvation will be evident. Say the Spirit of the Lord. Don't be confused. That's just tongues and interpretation. Amen. You should be speaking in tongues and interpreting. Wow. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm saying it again. That be part of the cell centers. You have been assigned a cell center. Just join. Just join. You don't know the protection is bringing to you. You don't know the blessing is bringing to your family. You don't know what God has for you in the. Just obey. Just join. Listen, sometimes when God wants to bless you, he gives you an instruction. Sometimes when God wants to heal you, he gives you an instruction. Yes. Jesus wanted to heal somebody one day. You know what he did? He spat. Made clay, ew, yeah, and put it on his eyes. I said, go and wash in that pool. A blind man, oh, with saliva and mud. But what locked him into the salvation of God, the power of God through the word of God, was his obedience. Hey, let me just go wash. Went to wash and was free. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So take it serious. You understand? Don't joke with it. This thing that I'm saying is burning on my heart. And I know that this is the time. This cell group thing, we've done it for a long time, over many years. But this is the time. This is it. Join. Just find. If you don't know which cell center you belong to, just find out today. And begin to be part of every meeting. Yeah. And mark it in your Bible. You see what God will do. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I said, are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. You see the miracle. Some of you, the miracles that you are looking for, it will not happen during Sunday service. It will not happen on Wednesday. It's going to happen right in front of you in your home. Yeah, you mark it and see. It will happen right in front of your... The testimonies that will be taken here will be testimonies of things happening in homes. Just like in the book of Acts. I said just like in the book of Acts. The testimonies that will be taken in this place will be testimonies happening at home, not on Sunday morning. Yes, we'll be here. When we met on Tuesday, when we met on Wednesday, when we met on Saturday, when we met on Friday, when we met on Thursday, look at what happened. Look at what the Lord has done. Miracles. Come on, lift up your hand and say, miracles. Yes. One of the reasons why God is going to make a show in the cells is because he wants others to see. Yes. Yes. Shows are for people to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is why you see a lot of miracles on crusade grounds.
Yeah.
It's a show. God is demonstrating that your belief will not be in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstrations of the power of God. You believe in the power of God. So let me say this again, that let us obey God. Let us obey God. What do you say? Let's stand to our feet and say Romans 1:16. Part 1 finished. Romans 1:16. Let's say it together. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. Let's say it one more time with a great attitude. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Wow. Put your hand on your heart this morning and just commit yourself into the Lord's hands and just say, Lord, speak to me this morning as we feed on your word. Yes, Lord, speak to us. Jesus, speak to us. Speak to us, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated and turn your books to chapter number 39. Did you do chapter 39? I always do the middle part. You didn't, right? Did you do chapter 39? Page 228. Come with your burdens. You didn't do that, right? All right. Thank you for leaving that one for me. All right. So for those of you who are new, this is your first time visiting us, please bear with us. We're doing, I know you don't have a book, but if you're sitting by a new person, please share your book. We periodically go through topical Bible studies, and we use one of the many books. Our papa, my father in ministry, Bishop Doug, is a blessed writer. And there are many books that he's written, hundreds of books. So we use one of the books, and currently we're looking at how you can preach salvation. We've been doing it for 3 weeks or 4 weeks? 3 weeks. This is the fourth week. Yeah. how you can preach salvation. How you can. So we're learning how we can preach salvation. Amen. And it's also a blessing, because as we learn how to preach salvation, we're also blessed. Isn't it? Every chapter that I've shared or read, it's been a personal blessing to me. It's not like I'm learning for somebody so I can preach to somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So chapter 39, message 39, and page 228. Come with your burdens. Everybody say, come with your burdens. Let's look at a key verse, Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These are scriptures, words of Jesus, isn't it? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is not burdensome to be a Christian. It shouldn't be. And when we come, I told you to bless you as you learn also how to pray salvation. When we come to Jesus Christ, when we get born again, there has to be a difference. You come to Jesus with burdens the day you got born again. From the day you get born again, as you move forward, your life should get better. Amen. That's the truth. This is what Jesus is saying. It's come. Come to me, all ye that are burdened, isn't it? And I will give you rest. So when you come to Jesus, you must expect rest. Amen. And that is what we must believe. You see, sometimes when you don't believe something, it's hard for you to preach it. Yes. There's a little group that I have, like 7 people, and we study the Bible. We're just studying about home cells. Yeah. And one of the things that is mentioned in the book is that to be an effective cell leader, you have to have a testimony. Amen. Yeah. You must have a testimony. Have a testimony. Your life ought to be better. Amen. Yes. Burdens in your life ought to be rolled away. Amen. They ought to be lightened up. And you must be able to tell somebody else that, look, when I came to Jesus Christ, my burdens have been rolled away. Amen. And I'm telling you also that come. I mean, on what basis are you telling somebody to come? What basis? The truth is that Jesus Christ makes our burdens. He takes away our burdens. You see, so if you are a Christian today, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are a Christian today and you are still very burdened, find out what you are not doing right. You see, whenever you find yourself in a place that you are supposed to be, rightfully supposed to be, and you are there and something seems not to be working, you must find out why it is not working and correct it and make it work. Because where you are, it's supposed to work. Where you are seated today, where your life is today, something ought to be working. Your life ought to be improved and burdens ought to be lifted. Because Jesus said, come, I will lift the burdens. So if the burdens are not being lifted, find out, what am I doing? The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. You be the liar. If it is not working, it's because you are not working it. I said, if it is not working, it is because you are not working it. God is right. Can you imagine? You are so confident about this scripture. and you are preaching to somebody on the street, you are preaching to somebody in your neighborhood, you are preaching to somebody in your area, and say, come to cell group meeting, come to our cell center, come and meet a man, come and meet Jesus Christ, who will take away your burdens. He will take away your burden, and what he will give you is light. Yes. Perhaps the reason why you can't say it is because you are not experiencing it. And I'm saying that, find out why you're not experiencing it. Recently, my boss took some of us, the senior management, he took all of us. She likes taking us out. So we have, it's PFI. Yeah, it's fellowship. Yeah. The more you fellowship with people and the more you interact with people, the easier it is and things flow better. You know? So she took us to this painting class. I don't know whether some of you have been to paint, but yeah, it's a nice thing. You know, yeah, some of us don't do these things, you know. That was my first time. But it's actually a class. And there's an instructor. If you follow the instructor, you see that by the time the class is finished, you would have painted a picture that you will be amazed. Yeah, we sat there, he said, draw a circle. I looked at it, draw a circle. He said, I'm in a place that painting should work. I'm not outside a place that painting should work. I'm in a place that painting should work. It should work, and by all means it must work. Every one of us drew something. Wow. You are in a place that you ought to be burden free. Huh? You are in a place that you, how many of you are in Christ Jesus? Unless you are not in Christ Jesus. He says, come. Come. All ye that are burdened, I will give you rest. Yeah. So maybe you should be asking Jesus, what is the rest you promised? I must have the rest that you promised. That is how it should be. Yeah. One of the things we need to be doing is connected to our scripture. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it's the power of God. Maybe you've been ashamed of the gospel. You are embarrassed about with the gospel. You can't obey the gospel. God tells you things, but you can't follow through. God tells you things, but you can't embrace it as a truth. God tells you things, but you are hindered. You are hindered. How will you see something? The salvation is not necessarily in the laying on of hands, the oil, and that's why Bishop always says, my father Bishop, that the makane, which is a series of preaching, long hours of preaching, is the most powerful thing. Yeah, because when he lays hands on you, fall here. When I lay hands on you, fall here, and the ashes will pick you up. That's how far you went. But the preaching, the gospel, it has enough power to uproot you. It's uprooted people from England. It's uprooted people from even here in America and has placed them in the islands. That's a gospel, the power. It's about to do something. He sent his word. He sent his word, and his word healed and delivered. That's why Jesus can just stand. He appears and just starts reading scriptures. And they see demons will be crying, leave us alone, leave us alone, leave us alone, leave us. Because there's power. Yeah. Listen, you are playing with an atomic bomb. You've taken lightly something that is supposed to change you and something that can move you to another level. Imagine you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, we are playing with it. It's dangerous. Wow. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Go out into the world and tell people. Amen. Tell people. Amen. You have burdens. You know, some people have burdens that they don't know they have. Yeah. Point one, there are different types of burdens, isn't it? There are financial burdens, there are burdens of sickness, there are burdens of marriage, there are burdens of family, there are burdens of children not doing well, there are all sorts of burdens. But there's also the burden of sin. It's one of the greatest burdens. I mean, if you are here and you are not born again, you don't have Jesus Christ, you are carrying a burden. It's a burden that is greater than you having even a bank account with red lines. It's a burden that is greater than you having a notice that your landlord is ejecting you after church. It's a greater burden. Let me give you one of the reasons why it's a greater burden. Look at point number two. Your sins are a burden because they are attracting God's anger, which is causing sickness and disease in your life. And the key verse, reference verse, is Psalm 38, verse 3 to 5. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. So you see, there's no soundness in my flesh. When there's no soundness in your flesh, it could be because of the anger of God. There's no rest in my bone, no rest because of sin. For my iniquities are gone over mine head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. You are walking in sin, and you are not even aware that you have the greatest burden. It's a burden. I don't know even how to explain. It's a burden because it is attracting the anger of God. God is angry at you. If your landlord being angry at you or with you can be burdensome, imagine God, the creator of the universe, angry at you. Yeah. And that is why he says, come. 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 Come with your burdens. I will take it away. And I will give you rest. I will place you in a place that God is happy with you. Amen. Instead of being angry with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. I said, wow. We have time for one more quickly. Number three. Your sin is a burden because it opens the door to demons. It gives place to the devil to come to your life. And the reference verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. That's a big burden. It's a big burden. You see, but because it looks spiritual, you see, listen, don't play with sin. Don't play with sin. There's nothing like little sin, small sin, medium sin, white lie, green lie, brown lie. There's nothing like that. Sin is sin, and sin is associated with demons. It's associated with demons. Can I tell you a very funny story? So, there's this hotel that I usually hide when I go to Ghana. Accra. I like it because it's very quiet. And I just hide there. Very comfortable. When you wake up, you don't have to worry about so many things. Abundance of food. Water. Electricity. I mean, it's very quiet. So I hide there. So, a few days ago, I called Lady Pastor. I said, I have seen the devil. Yes, I said, the devil has appeared to me. So I went to have, went out, came back, and I was on the third floor of the hotel. I was trying to go upstairs. And then as I was going, I wanted to use the bathroom. So I said, well, let me just, there's a very nice conference room with, you know, very nice bathroom facility. Let me just go use the bathroom and go before I go upstairs. So it was quite late. So I walk into the place. Now, it has a common door, all right? And then when you enter, people like stories. When you enter, on the left is gentlemen, and then the right for the ladies. Okay, so I entered, went, and then washed my hands. You want to know what I want to do? I did something simple, not complicated, if that will make you feel better. So I walked. Now, just as I was coming, I opened the first door, the one that leads to the gentleman. I opened the door. There was this air that hit me. I said, the devil is here. Yes. I'm describing exactly what happened to me. You know, when you have encounters, like a vision or a dream, the atmosphere, that's how I felt. So I lifted up my eyes, and right in front at the door was this woman standing there, black woman, doing her hair. She was sort of, you know how Lady Pastor made me remember that, you know, when you watch this, kiddie movies, and the witches always stand in the mirror and they are doing their hair. Exactly. Because there was a mirror there. I'm not lying to you. I'm quite shocked. Yeah. At this point, the hair on my skin stood up. So she's standing here. I just quickly bypass her. It's the main entrance. I looked at her. She said, who are you? I said, I don't live here. And she says, I want to come to your room tonight. I'm talking about sin, no. I looked at her and said, you are playing with the wrong person. I said, what room are you in? Then I mentioned a room. I said, 320. That's the only one I came to. Not my room. Then I banged the door. When I left, I just came to call. I said, Lady Pastor, I've seen the devil. I've seen the devil. I've seen the devil. Some of you say, scholarship. Free in the land where my wife is not there, church members are not there. And let me tell you, just one encounter, my life would never be the same. That's what we call open doors, window. Give no place. Give no place. For just pleasure, 5 minutes, you open a door to evil that you can never be delivered. You see, listen, there are some things that you can't even deliver people from. Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah. Derek Prince, how many of you know Derek Prince? Yeah, Derek Prince is known, he passed away, but he carried a mantle for deliverance. Yeah. When you talk about dealing with demons, Derek Prince. Sometimes these days you hear Bishop even mention his name. Bishop has started mentioning his name. Yeah. One day he was going to do some deliverance. God said, stop. He said, oh God, what? I said, I'm not in it. Don't go. Yeah. Yeah. One encounter. You see, your life starts crumpling down. Your business will spoil. Your marriage will spoil. Your profession will spoil. Your wisdom will spoil. Just because of this small pleasure, 10 minutes.
Or less.
Yes. Thank you. Or less. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Nipa. Enye Abua. It means that, for those of you who don't understand tree, it means that a human being is not an animal. No. So I went back to my room and I said, you have brought yourself. Yes. Because that's the reason why I came to Ghana, to build myself up spiritually. And you mess with the wrong person. Yes. Every night I slept with Bishop Ayedepo or Bishop, soaking, praying. I prayed mostly in the night. Fired. I don't think that spirit will ever come to that hotel again. Yes. So listen, be very careful. Don't give any place to the devil. Don't play. Don't play around. Don't play. Don't leave a window open. Don't give any place. You see, because Christ has, listen to me, because Christ has delivered you, anytime that, because Christ has delivered, ask your neighbor, do you know Christ has delivered you? Yeah. That is why he said, you come, I give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor heavy. I will give you. You are supposed to be in a restful place. God has delivered you. Christ in Philippians said, he made a public show. He spoiled principalities. He destroyed principalities. He disgraced principalities. Made a public show of them. So that is where you are. You are in a painting room that you are supposed to live with a picture.
Wow.
A restful picture. That is who you are. That is who you are. You see, so whenever the devil gets a grip on your life, it's because you have given him place. That is why I say, give no place. Don't give him place. Don't give him place. Yeah. The devil's activities in your life, and that is what we are supposed to be telling people. Experience it and tell people, preach it. That the devil's experience in your life, in their life, is because they have given him place. Receive Jesus. That bed is supposed to be rolled away. Yes. Yeah. Wow. I think it's enough for today. We'll continue next week. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Lift up your hand and just give God a praise and a glory. Thank him for your deliverance. Thank him for the rest that you have in your life. Thank him for the burdens that he's taken away from your life. Thank him for it. Bless him for it. Yes. 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 Delivered. 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 Some of you are to rise up and say, today is enough. Enough is enough. Today, enough is enough. It shall not happen anymore. It shall not happen anymore. Let it end today. Enter into his rest. Enter into his rest. Enter into his rest. Say to the devil, rest is mine. Rest is mine. I kick you out of my life. I kick you out of my story. I kick you out of every circumstance that you place me. In the name of Jesus Christ. And rest is mine. Rest is mine. Rest is mine. Rest is mine. Rest is yours. Rest is yours. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Sure. One second. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me, I want to give my life to Christ. Anybody here like that? Lift up that hand. Lift up that hand. Lift up that hand. Lift up that hand. There's somebody here, you have been a Christian for a while, but you backslided. You know that you are backslided. You know that you are backsliding. It's a man. Stand up. God wants to restore you right now. Wherever you are, stand up. Don't play with it. God is asking me to pray for you right now. Stand up. Let me pray for you. It's different from coming to me after church. Don't let this go by. Don't let this go by. Anybody, whoever that person is, or any other person, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be restored. I want to be restored. I want to be restored. I want to walk with you closer than ever. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Everybody pray this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for your kindness towards me. I come to you just as I am. I receive you today as my healer, my savior, my deliverer. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As many as call on your name, they shall be saved. I'm saved, restored, blessed, healed, delivered. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.